American Language Course, Book 29, Tape 1B. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 1B. Look at Figure 1. Listen to the words that are underlined in the dialogue, then repeat them.
Flaws. Flaws.
Merchandise. Merchandise. Inventory. Inventory. Goods. Goods. Stock. Stock. Salary. Salary.
Adults. Adults. Minors. Minors.
Bundle. Bundle. Catalog. Catalog.
You've probably been wondering what happened to Ellie Mae Jones in the past year. Well, here's an interview she recently gave to the magazine Farmers Monthly. Now listen to the dialogue. Don't repeat.
What have you been doing during the past year, Mrs. Jones?
I've been selling the furniture that George made before he passed away. His work had very few flaws.
How much of the merchandise do you still have on hand?
I don't know what my inventory is at the moment, so I couldn't exactly tell you the amount of goods available for sale. I think my stock is low.
Since you don't earn a salary, what are you going to do now?
It's an extremely difficult situation for me. I don't know what I'll do once I sell all the farm property.
After you sell the farm, where will you live?
I'll live in town at the home for senior adults.
Do you think you'll be happy there?
I think so. They even allow minors to visit and spend time with us older folks. I like children and teenagers.
What are your feelings about this?
Well, the children can learn a great deal from the adults while making the adults' lives more meaningful. It also develops friendship and trust between them.
Is there anything I can do for you?
Yes, could you take this bundle of clothes to the retirement home for me? One more thing, I ordered this lamp from a catalog, but now I have no use for it. Why don't you take it?
Be glad to. Thanks, Mrs. Jones. Good luck.
You're welcome, young man. It's been a pleasure.
Look at Figure 2. Listen to a question or part of a statement. Choose the word that completes the statement or answers the question.
Number 1. Mr. Jones' work had very few... Number 2. What does Mrs. Jones have in stock? Number 3. She didn't work for a... Number 4. What did Mrs. Jones ask the reporter to take? Number 5. Who else lives where she's going to live? Number 6. A list of the goods on hand is an... Number 7. Children and teenagers are considered... Number 8. When you take inventory, you count each item in... Number 9. You can order something by mail from a... Number 10. Ellie was able to sell most of the...
Now, let's check your answers.
Number 1 is B, flaws. Repeat. Mr. Jones' work had very few flaws. Number 2 is C, goods. Repeat. Mrs. Jones was living off of the goods. Number 3 is B, salary. Repeat. She didn't work for a salary. Number 4 is a bundle of clothes. Repeat. Mrs. Jones asked the reporter to take a bundle of clothes to the retirement home. Number 5 is B, adults. Repeat. She's going to live at a home for senior adults. Number 6 is B, inventory. Repeat. A list of the goods on hand is called an inventory. Number 7 is C, minors. Repeat. Children and teenagers are considered minors. Number 8 is A, stock. Repeat. When you take inventory, you count each item in stock. Number 9 is C, catalog. Repeat. You can order something by mail from a catalog. Number 10 is C, merchandise. Repeat. Ellie was able to sell most of the merchandise.
Look at figure 3. Listen to a phrase. Match the letter and word in column B with the number in column A. Let's do number 1 together. To make something modern. The answer is C. Put the letter C next to number 1. Repeat. To make something modern is to modernize it. Let's finish the exercise.
Number 2. To make an apology. Number 3. To make sure something is true. Number 4. To make something public. Number 5. To make something clear. Number 6. To put in alphabetical order. Number 7. To make two things equal. Number 8. To make something standard. Number 9. To make an area industrial. Number 10. To make people feel scared.
Now let's check your answers.
Number 2 is E. Repeat. To make an apology is to apologize. Number 3 is B. Repeat. To make sure something is true is to verify it. Number 4 is D. Repeat. To make something public is to publicize it. Number 5 is A. Repeat. To make something clear is to clarify it. Number 6 is H. Repeat. To put in alphabetical order is to alphabetize. Number 7 is F. Repeat. To make two things equal is to equalize them. Number 8 is I. Repeat. To make something standard is to standardize it. Number 9 is J. Repeat. To make an area industrial is to industrialize it. Number 10 is G. Repeat. To make people feel scared is to terrify them.
Look at figure 4. Complete the sentence by adding the suffix en to an adjective to make a verb. Look at the example. I want stronger muscles. You can strengthen them by lifting weights. The suffix en is added to the adjective strong to make the verb strengthen. Notice the spelling change. Some of the new verbs will have a spelling change. Now listen and complete each sentence.
Number 1. The line isn't straight. Repeat. I'll straighten it if you give me a ruler. Number 2. The room isn't bright enough. Repeat. If you let the sun shine in, that should brighten it. Number 3. John isn't awake yet. Repeat. Could you awaken him, please? Number 4. The shirt isn't white enough for me to wear. Repeat. I tried to whiten it, but it didn't work. Number 5. The rope isn't long enough. Repeat. I'll add another piece to it to lengthen it. Number 6. The highway isn't wide enough for 3 cars. Repeat. The city is going to widen it soon.
Look at figure 5. Read question number one. Now listen to a dialogue, then write the answer to the question. Number one, listen.
Did you get everything that you needed from the store?
No, I didn't. I forgot to buy potatoes. Could you go and get me some?
Do you want white or red ones?
Please get me the red ones.
The answer to number one is, he's going to get potatoes. Now read question number two. Listen to the dialogue, then write the answer. Number two, listen.
There's Mr. Mendoza. He just returned from California.
What was he doing there?
He works for a computer company. He was attending a meeting.
Sounds like he has an exciting job. The answer to number two is, he was attending a meeting. Look at figure six. The syllable stress of some words may change when suffixes are added to the words. Listen to the base words and the related forms, then repeat them. Number one, listen.
Generous. Generosity.
Now, repeat. Generous. Generosity. Number two, listen.
Deviate. Deviation.
Repeat. Deviate. Deviation. Number three. Listen.
Economy. Economic.
Repeat. Economy. Economic. Number four. Listen.
Geography. Geographical.
Repeat. Geography, geographical. Number five, listen.
Rotate, rotation.
Repeat, rotate, rotation. Number six, listen.
Appropriate, appropriation.
Repeat, appropriate. Appropriation. Number seven, listen.
Editor. Editorial.
Repeat. Editor. Editorial. Number eight, listen.
Commerce. Commercial.
Repeat. Commerce. Commercial. Number nine, listen.
Vibrate, vibration.
Repeat, vibrate, vibration. Number 10, listen.
Radiate, radiation.
Repeat, radiate, radiation. Look at figure 7.
Listen to a base word. Respond by reading the related form. Remember that there will be a change in syllable stress.
Number one, listen.
Terminate.
Now, read the related form.
Repeat. Terminate. Termination. Number two, listen.
Identify.
Repeat. Identify. Identification. Number three. Listen.
Humid.
Repeat. Humid. Humidity. Number four. Listen.
Install.
Repeat. Install. Installation. Number 5. Listen.
Insulate.
Repeat. Insulate. Insulation. Number 6. Listen.
Indicate.
Repeat. Indicate. Indication. Number 7. Listen.
Inhale.
Repeat. Inhale. Inhalation. Number 8. Listen.
Consider.
Repeat. Consider. Consideration. Number 9. Listen.
Operate.
Repeat. Operate. Operation. Number 10. Listen.
Substitute.
Repeat. Substitute. Substitution. This is the end of Tape 1B, Book 29. Thank you.